May the Shimon and Tammuz, Rabbi Donny of Ozel, the separation of Trumas and Masuas, the demonstration for those who have visual contact.
Being the son of a gabba in Switzerland, in a shul for about 50 years, and also Adam of Mr. Greenhouse was here in London, a gabba. And looking at the shul, I can see a lot of work has gone in, a lot of care. It's a very suitable place. And this is a kelim neue, for teure neue. It's a kelim neue to have here a regular shir. And my bracha to all those come to the shir, and to all the people of the Beis Medrash, the Shigon Mechayel El Chayel, there should be a great mokum teure, yagdil teure v'yagdil. For those who live in Eretz Yisrael, even today there's a mitzvah of separating, of giving Trumas and Maestros. Some people have the custom, when they do shopping in Eretz Yisrael, there's different hasherim, and it's one of the most difficult things is to have a hashgocha on Trumas and Maestros. I'll explain you why. Because any fruit shop doesn't only get deliveries once a day. During the day, new boxes are arriving, and there the mashgiach should be there and take Trumas and Maestros. Now, mashgiach is not there 24 hours. It's his job to come in once or twice a day. There, the shopkeeper has to put it away, and what if he is desperate? He needs another, he's just run out of potatoes, of tomatoes. It's a temptation to take a box that hasn't been gemeistered yet to sell it to the public. Because of that, another reason, some people have got the rule, whatever comes to the house, we take in Trumas and Maestros. We don't rely on anybody, not that anything is wrong, not that anybody doesn't do it right, but we want to be on the safe side, we separate Trumas and Maestros. Besides that, if you buy things, don't know if it's still common today, when we used to live in Herzl, and many years ago, there used to be Arabs, horse and wagon, it came around, So you buy one. Obviously, he didn't give Trumas and Maestros because he's an Arab. If he would have taken Trumas and Maestros, it wouldn't be valid. So you have to take your own Trumas and Maestros. So therefore, if you are in Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely a very important thing. You should know what to do and how to do it. And even here, if you buy Israeli produce, you buy it from a non-Jewish shop, you can be sure they didn't meister it. Tesco, don't think they have a special mashgiach who comes in every day to meister their Israeli produce. So therefore, it's even here in Chutzlot, it's a mitzvah that is nogea to us, and it's kedai to know, even if we say we have got the nusach of this organization, it's called Leif Ephraim and Gateshead, which is a free service that you can become a member, and then you can use their nusach and their coin, which we might discuss later, how to do Trumas and Maestros, made it very easy for you. It's just you read a certain nusach, but it's kedai, you should understand, because you don't understand what it is, and you think it's kodesh, then you're definitely not, it's not a hafosh. You have to do something. It's actually, when you say, harazeh truma, you have to know what you mean. I'm creating something, I'm making this into truma. So it's important to know what you're saying. If not, it's not valid. They say it was a cook in Yeshiva in Bnei Barak many years ago, and they asked him, what do you do with Trumas and Maestros? Yeah, no problem. Everything comes in, I cut a piece off, I put it in the bin, I said, this should be for the Chazanish. So I don't think he's going to Trumas and Maestros. The Chazanish wasn't a Kohen, wasn't a Levi, and even with this, it wouldn't help. There are...
Is it there? No.
Yeah. It's a in my the wagon, you mean?
Here.
But they mean Yeshkin, like, I don't know, the coin is the one. But if a goy has produced it, that's so because he bought the land. But if a yid bought it, and he sells to a goy, he sells to a yid, it doesn't help you. It's not because the goy owned it, it's because the goy owned the karka, that's what's true. So if you know that there's an Arab field in Eretz Yisrael, that's the shaila. But if it's a Yiddish field, and it was sold to the wholesale, and the wholesale sold it to the Arab shop, it doesn't help. They had the p'tur is because it belonged to an Arab when he was going, or when he cut it. So there are actually, out of Tariyad mitzvahs, we have 630 mitzvahs, 7 mitzvahs, which are directly 7 mitzvahs, flip it, you flip it, throw away. Seven mitzvahs min haTorah, seven mitzvahs in the Hafrosh Trumos HaMaisos. And the first mitzvah is a mitzvah which is called Terumah Gedolah. Why is it called Terumah Gedolah? Why is the great Terumah? We will soon see it's a very small Terumah. It's called Terumah Gedolah for two reasons. One reason, Gedolah doesn't mean the great, it means the first, the special one, because it's the first one. The other reason is, like the Kiddush Shabbos morning, we call it Kiddush Rabbe, the great Kiddush. You know why we call it the great Kiddush? Because it's a very small Kiddush. So as Lash is saying, no, we want to give it a nicer expression. I say, you're the little Kiddush, only Al-Kain. So we call it the great Kiddush. Really, it's the smallest Kiddush. Here as well, this is the smallest Terumah. It's called Terumah Gedolah. But the first mitzvah is you have to separate something from your produce, which is called Terumah. Now, let's see, that's my shopping. Here I've got some cucumbers, actually grown in Israel. Here I've got some pasta, some on the floor, some pasta, and here I've got some apples. Now, what would you consider the most important Terumah HaMaisos? You could do everything at the same time, but let's go to say that what should be this one to start with? Which one should I take to start with? Should I start with the cucumber? Should I start with the one that is choviv? Which should I start with? Or in other words, which one is the most important one? So the Pasuk in the Torah says in Pasuk Shoftim, Reishis the goncho siroishcho v'yitzorecho v'reishis geis tzoncho titenlo. It's a mitzvah you should give to the Kohen the following. The Reish, the beginning, the goncho. The goncho is your produce. Wheat, barley, Tiroishcho, that's your wine. Grapes and wine. The Yitzorecho is your oil. So the beginning of wheat, produce, of oil, and of wine and oil should go to the Kohen. So we see in the Torah there's only mentioned three different kind of food. What are the three ones? The three ones, the produce, Tvua, the next one is grapes or wine, and next one is olives. So min haTorah, these are the ones that are definitely mechuyev in Terumah HaMaisos. The Gemara says, Shana Terumah Yerokos, which is Rabbonah. Yerokos, vegetables, what could be considered vegetables, only Rabbonah. Vegetables are in Rabbonah. So this is maximum with Rabbonah, it's very chosh v'zach, but it's a Rabbonah. And this, which is pasta is made from some sort of flour, it's made from wheat, drum wheat. So pasta is mechuyev min haTorah. Not today, but it's zman habayis. So this has got a preference over the other things. This is definitely mit Rabbonon. This, for those who can't see it, this, the cucumber is definitely mit Rabbonon. And the wheat is definitely mit haTorah. Now there's something in between. Between wheat and grapes and olives and vegetables is something else. There's hundreds of peiros. Peiros are ilan. What about them? In the Torah it says, produce, tvua, and wine, and oil. And Rabbonon, he says, you're not mechuyev min haTorah in your rokes. What about the apples? What about any apple, oranges, any fruit tree? It's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim push it down, some rishonim push it up. Some rishonim say it's the same as vegetables, and it's not mechuyev min haTorah. And some rishonim say it goes up, when the Torah says, the goncho, tiroishcho, vitzorecho, didn't mean only those three kinds. Torah meant anything similar, which is the criteria is, it's of a tree. If it grows on a tree, then it's mechuyev min haTorah. I think most rishonim go with this shitter, that if it grows on a tree, it's min haTorah. So you've got this one, which is pasta is vada mechuyev min haTorah. The apple is a machlokes rishonim, it's mechuyev min haTorah. Most rishonim say it's mosim mechuyev min haTorah. And the cucumber will be only mida rabbonim.
Nothing of the tree is mentioned.
Pardon?
Nothing of the wheat is
not
a tree.
No, wheat is without a tree. Wheat, yeah, wheat says separate because it says the goncho. So what is tumah similar to the goncho? Yeah, so the goncho is like a group on its own, correct? Then tiroish chavitzrecha.
Why didn't you move your
okas? No, that's the gemara, that's the mefushi gemara. You also need rabbon. Gemara knew that. Chazal knew that. They knew that yirok is only mit rabbon. The shaila is, not mefushi gemara, what about the fruit tree? So the first separation, or how they call it, to dedication. It's not just a separation, you just separate it. You dedicate, you put it aside, and you make it into something. So the first one will be Terumah Gedolah. Now, the Torah says, Reishis. What's Reishis? Reishis, the beginning. We have got here, with all those on the floor, we have got here 306 of these little bits of what they called. Your pasta is a little round. For those who don't see it, it's about 1 centimeter long, and it's round and it's curved. It's one kind of a pasta, and this is a mashu, a bit. So if I want to do, I can say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kidushanu, B'mitzvah Yisrael Mitzvonu Lahafrish Truma, and I give this, and I say, Hare Zeh Truma. Maybe mitzvah in the Torah.
When you're buying from a shop, and they might have mice,
they can say, no. Och, you only say, if you know for sure, once I had a niece in that soul, she sent me specially to, I think there were, Ashkoliot, what is it? Grapefruit, I think two grapefruit, because she knew I'm interested in Thomas and Meisters, I should be able to take Thomas Meisters with a broche. It wasn't so fortunate if you picked it, not to send it to Chutzlos, if you send it to Chutzlos, and Chavez a piece of potter, and Shatim and Chavez. So even she, her intention was that she'd be able to say a broche, because from her own garden, it was not very potter. I took a lady, a Talmud Chochem in Manchester, and I said, I want to give you a schuss, take this Meisters and give away Thomas Meisters with a broche. He said, a broche? Sorry. But the Meisters, if you're in that soil, and you know for sure, the Meisters, you're, Hare Zeh Truma, that's the mitzvah. Take it and say, Hare Zeh Truma. Now what you can do, you can do something else. You look at it, you see that one there, which is just under the black thing, Hare Zeh Truma. You don't need to touch it, you don't need to separate it. You can allocate the place, you say, that one there, can you see this bit of cucumber, I want this to be Truma. That's good enough.
You can get mixed up after it.
That's your problem. You're not very clever. But you say the one here, see that one there, which is just on the side, this one, I don't need to touch it. That's also good. It's allocated with a clear definition, not one of them. One of them is problems. You say, which one? This one is on this side. This should be the Truma. Then you also make it into Truma. In case you know what you're talking about, which one it is, and you talk about this, and you say, how is it Truma? This makes it for Truma. Then you make a mitzvah min ha-Torah of HaFroshes Truma. The first one, Truma G'dol. Chomer said, no, we don't. We're not so kind. We don't give just one little bit. That's not enough. We give you a shear, lechatchila. What's lechatchila shear? 50. It's 2%. A 2% of 306 is about 6. Correct?
Yeah.
It's about 6. So this 6. So that 6 is 2%. From an average person, not a very generous, not a very miser, average person, he will give 2%. That's a 50th. Some will be more generous, give a 40th. 2.5%, and those are a bit whatever you call them, they will only give 1.66, 6%, that is 60th. But this is an average, let's hope we are at least considered average, normally. So here that's my Truma, and this is my Truma, which I put aside out of 306. 2%. Now, Truma is not in the Oymetadar, shouldn't count it. Truma, just about. You look at it, how much is it? I give a bit, it's about 50 zvi? Approximately. That amount, you shouldn't measure it, because of course it's racist, so you didn't say exactly how much. So it's not in the Oymet, it's not with a approximately, that's what you do. Now you've got the rest here, but you can't eat it yet, but you've still got some more to do. So this is Truma. And today, you don't give so much Truma. Because what should you do with it? Throw it in the bin? The Kohen can't eat it. I've got a son-in-law at Kohen. Once he got...
That would be nothing.
You see what he got? He got to that Israel from one of the oil factory before Pesach in one or a few pots of oil. Why? Because they separate Trumas and Meisters and they have to give away the Truma. Now Truma is Truma. Today everything is Truma. Truma to mayo. It's Truma Truma. So you're not allowed to drink it, not allowed to use it. But you're allowed to use it for lighting. And here's a Kohen, and the Kohen is allowed to use Truma Tumeya for his Shabbos candles, or for his Hanukkah candles. Has to be careful, you can't waste it. There's a little bit left in, you just throw it out when you wash it. No, you can't do that, Truma, you can't waste. But he was given for Hanukkah a bottle of wine for one of the... wine you can use for Zillow, for a bottle of oil, which you could use for not for consumption, eating or any other consumption, he could smear it, and he can use it for lighting, saving. He's a kohen; that's his right and his privilege. So what we do today, since it's going to be thrown away, we only use a mashal. We can't go back to the mashal. Troma gedoyle is only the maisa today, only a mashal, and you don't give the full share. Next one is a pasuk. Where are we here? Yeah, Troma gedoyle. 150th, it's mentioned in Koyach, it's mentioned in Shofti. Next mitzvah is mentioned again last week, Sedra, is Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon, when you come to numbers, you have to give a tenth. You must give a tenth of your produce away to the Levi. Any Levi here? Oh, a Levi. So you give from what's left. Yeah, a left from what's left is the... Now, if you see here, we made this specially for you, you give 2%, you see 2%, because this is 100 squares, and there's two here, afterwards you can not see through. So these 2% put a little bit extra here. A tiny bit extra, more than two. Perhaps you don't need the extra, because you just say, do it, you do it approximately. If you want to be exact, because of 102, 2% is more than two. So you have 102 to start with, so put that little bit extra in there. If you work it exactly, what's up? Next bit says Tum is Meisterischen. Meisterischen is you take away 10. We are now left with 100 because we had until 102. We're left with 100, so 10% of 100 is 10. So 300 is 30. I've got here 30 of this. Of this pasta. Here you have to be exact. The mitzvah not by it's exact. The tenth is a tenth. You have to give a tenth. And this tenth you give away and you say, Hare ze Maaser Rishon. This should be Maaser Rishon. Now, Reb Levi, this is a donation to you. You are a Levi, you do public service, you learn Torah, and you avoid in Beis HaMikdash, so you deserve to be supported by the public. 10% of all I've got goes to the Levi. But you've got your own mitzvahs with it. You can't just eat it. You've got your own mitzvahs. As far as I'm concerned, that is done. 10% goes to the Levi, and the Levi is now responsible to do something, his mitzvah with it. Now his mitzvah was again in Parshas Korach, that is called another meister. He has to give meister out of his meister. So he has to take this 10%, which is 30, he has to take of his 10% another 10% out of this, which is 3. So he has to give 3, obviously you should imagine that 3,000, because it's talking about big amounts. He gives this 3, and this becomes now Terumas Meister. This is the Meister Rishon, 10%. 10% that the owner gives to the Levi, and the Levi passes on out of this 10% to the Kohen. That's a big difference in those two Kohenim. What's the difference? This is Chulin Gemurim. You can invite me. I'm not privileged, but you can still invite me. But this is Kedusha, because it becomes Truma. Truma only goes to Kohen. Any Kohen here? Yeah. Oh, Kohen. The Kohen gets the Truma. You got this, you got both. You get this, the 2%. Then you get, which works out 1% of everything all around from the 303, is 1%. Is one, but just under 1%, because you had a bit more than 300. 1% goes to the Kohen. So the Kohen gets the 1%, which is the Trumas Maaser, which is a tenth of a tenth, and he also gets the original one. That's all for the Kohen, and the Levi is left with his 9%. This is the diagram. There on the right hand side, 10 out of 10 goes to the Levi, and then the Levi takes a tenth of his, and he turns it into Truma. So originally it was 10 out of 100. 10 out of 100 is given to the Levi, and out of these 10, one of them goes to the Kohen. That's a separate mitzvah, and the mitzvah is that Kis Maaser, ve'al alvim t'terma v'aramoyse mimena Trumas Hashem, Maaser min ha-Maaser. A tenth of the tenth is given to the Kohen from the Levi. Yeah? That's what I wanted, my mechutin in Levi, and the manager wanted to give him the maaser, which I separated. I took from this grapefruit, I took the maaser Rishon, and I said, Levi, today we don't give it to the Levi. unfortunately, because a few reasons. We don't give to the lady. We say Harazimais is important. Because the Hafrosh is important. If you don't separate it, if you don't designate it, then it's not Ma'ed, Yam, not Yoyt. So once you've designated it, even if you don't give it as a matter, he has to prove that he's a lady, he has to prove that it was Ma'ed yet, so practically we don't give. They had a Chavar in Shiva. One day he came home, sat on his bed, it took out of his pocket a half a esrog and said, "Baruch Atah Hashem, Ken Melech Olam Haba Bo Priyo Eitz." Don't know whether it was right. Esrog, you might not say right. It's on the shakol, it's not edible. And he ate it. Zukta. I received it as Meiser Rishon. He got to be the Meiser Rishon. He was Soloveitchik. What could be a better lady than with the name Soloveitchik? And he ate it. The Torah's lady, the Torah's Meiser Rishon. You ever had this? He ate Meiser Rishon. So, Maserish, anybody can eat. That's got no Kedusha. Once you've separated the Trumas Maser from the Maser Rishon, then it's got no more Kedusha, and anybody can eat it. It's a support to the Levi, it's a present to the Levi, but that's got no Kedusha. So this is now the Maser Rishon was left over after you have taken away the Truma. This was the Truma Gdoila, and this Trumas Maser, you can put together, so this goes to the place.
If you don't give it to the Levi, what happens to the 1%?
Pardon?
If you don't give it to the lady.
Oh, you have to take it out. So that I would have to do, before I've taken away the 10% out of the 10, I say, this should be my solution. Then I myself, instead of giving it to the lady, I'm not acting on behalf of the lady, and I say, it doesn't make a difference, who does it? As long as you take out the Thomas Meiser, which is in this Meiser. So you yourself take out these three, and you say, Hare ze Thomas Meiser.
Without
the brocha. It depends. If it's vada, you can say brocha. We say one brocha and everything together. You say brocha. In theory, if you did it in different times, and on Sunday you didn't have time, just give the master away. You can eat the rest. And then Monday you say, no, what about this? I want to eat this as well. Then you came back again, you took away the Thomas Meiser. You say a new brocha. Lahafrish is done with the brocha. Lahafrish Thomas Meiser. Special Nusach like that. You have an expert here. Lafrish Thomas Meiser, then you put this away. That's why today, when we give Thomas Meiser, we always take away just over 1%. You know why? Because that's the 1%. A tenth of a tenth is 1% of the whole lot. But we need a little bit more, because we need to be yoytze this as well. We need to be yoytze a tiny bit of Truma Gdoila. So if you take off just over 10% of your produce, you have been yoytze the chelik that you can't eat. But what we are concerned is to take away the part that's not allowed to eat. The rest, we give to the chelitza. You have a fight with the lady later. But the why we are worried about the thing you can't eat. So you have to take away the mashrut, a little bit, a tiny bit of Truma Gdoila. You have to take away the 1%, which is 10% out of 10%, which is the Truma Meiser. And then the rest you can eat it. But we're not finished yet. So far you can eat the rest. Yeah. Well, this is the Meiserishon, and this is the Truma. And now we're going to the next mitzvah. The next mitzvah is in Parshas Re'eh. Next mitzvah is in Parshas Re'eh. This is the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni. And then my Rebbe in Cheder, he drummed it into us. Truma, Meiser Rishon, Truma's Meiser Sheni, Meiser Oni, again and again. Whenever it came up, no, let's go through it. Truma Gedoila, Meiser Rishon, Truma's Meiser Sheni, Meiser Oni, till it went in. So the first Aseret said in the Yom Tov, lining the call to us, you should give a Meiser, a tenth. This is Meiser Sheni, you give another tenth. Now, as you would say now, it's not 10 anymore. Because once you have another 10, because you've already gone down to 90, so 10% of 90 is not 10, it's only 9. So these 9 will go to become Meiser Sheni. You have got your 9. This is supposed to be 27 out of my 300, which are on the floor. So this is 27, that's a tenth of what's left over, a tenth of my 90% that was left with me. I give this and I say, Hare ze Meiser Sheni. And with this I've done another mitzvah, in Atoya, one of Tarek mitzvah. We're talking about Tarek mitzvahs here. This man abayis gesteht sich im Minnetz Yisrael. This is the mitzvah, the dedication, the saying it should become. Now what's it in? What do you do with this 10%? Another tax? That's a very interesting tax. It's a tax you give away and you don't give it away. You make it Kaddish, you say it should be Meiser Sheni, and you can keep it yourself. Go to your Shalayim and eat it there. Ve'alman yilmad yiras Hashem. In Yerushalayim is the place of Yiras Shemayim, a place you can get, you can achieve Yiras Shemayim there, and you are forced, sort of, to go there. You live in Haifa, you live in Tel Aviv, you live in the south, in the north. So you want what will bring you to Yerushalayim to take in some to Kedusha. You have got your produce. 10% has to be eaten. Dafke in Yerushalayim, that forces you to come to Yerushalayim and to be in a holy place, in a more holy place. You eat it there, and this will enhance and increase your own Kedusha, your Yiras Shemayim. But it's yours, it's a tax, like a tax that you can only use in Jersey, if it's that kind of tax. It is a tax, you have to pay it, but you pay it to yourself. With restrictions, you have to be taught, go to mikveh before you eat it, you can't be tomer. So those mikvehs were all mikvehs minatera. Today we have got two kinds of mikvehs. Some mikvehs are used for people who need the minatera. Some are used for only the Rabbanon. They're all the mikvehs were minatera mikvehs. Imagine you need to have the washing, the whole process of chafifa and of washing, everything before every mikveh, pashtus. So you have to make sure that your mikveh should be a kosher mikveh, and your tefillah should be a kosher tefillah with all the dinim, before you manage to eat either truma, which was eaten by the kohen, or maisa sheni that was eaten by the yid in Yerushalayim. Basically, it's finished now, not the shir, but the trumas and maisas. But that's only the first and the second year, and the fourth and the fifth year, you do the following. You do what we said. On the third year of Shemitah, and on the sixth year of Shemitah, you change this maisa sheni, and it becomes maisa oni. That means instead of giving maisa sheni, give maisa oni, that's given to the oni. It doesn't need to be a meyuchas, even if your father wasn't an oni, it doesn't need to be ben after the oni from the Torah. It can be a new oni, as long as he's an oni, you give him this tenth, and that's given to the oni, and with this you are given all your afroshes. So we got up there is the truma. The truma is 2% on average. Today a mashu. The next one is 10% is the maiserishin. Out of the maiserishin, the Levi gives to the kohen his 10%, which is 1% of the whole lot. And then we have the leftover, the 10%, which is either maiser sheni or maiser oni. Now this is the practical way. When we have 10 apples, you have 10 apples, you make a quick cheshbon. So 10 apples, one apple is a tenth, and you take here a tenth of one apple, that's what you have to give. You do a little bit extra, because in order to get for the Truma Gedoyla, so that's what you do. If you have 10 apples, practically what you take off, you take a slice of an apple, which is at least 1%, a little bit over 1%, you say the Nusach. And if you look, we haven't got time to go through it, if you open the Siddur, usually at the last page, it goes through the Nusach. Now you will understand, all it says there is in short, a way how to go through all this that we said here, in order to make time, all these mitzvahs, in one lesson, it's a very short version, you say, all the separation, dedication of Tumas Mas should be according to the nusach that's written in my book, and that also helps to come to the Chazon Ish. Just want to finish off with I've got a problem, because two kinds of apples, Nishposha, to mice and one and the other, but this is, I won't get into it. But 1 minute left, I'll tell you what happened. My first meeting with Dine Tumas and Maisas. In Tuf Shin Chof Tes, 1969, I came to Eretz Yisrael in Elul. I want to buy an Esrik in Eretz Yisrael. Buy yourself, go to a dealer. I went to the Mechli, the left bridge, one of the Gdol Yisrael, today already, then he was great. You don't grow up overnight. Mechli, the left bridge, I went to him and I said, can I buy an Esrik? Boy of 18 years ago. Can I buy an Esrik? He says, yes, come inside. He said, you just got to come in. We need you. Oh, I come from Switzerland, the junger Bochum. We need you, Remechli, the Lefkowitz. I came in there, sitting three Yidin there, Remechli, the Lefkowitz, little boy, I don't know if you know what this, one of these, Grusel, Nebar, Tommy, the Chomim, and the third one. And they sat there. You know what I thought? It's a case of Aguna. A woman who 10 years lost her husband, and they are now busy in discussing how can we find a heter for this aguna. Not less seriousness, sincere than this. And they said, I've got a shayla, we need you to help me. What could I do? I'm not the kohen, not the lady. We did the following. I'll make it very short. So we had this rogim, took this rogim in, and we start the nusach. The nusach goes like this. This is a bit more than 1%. Whatever is more than 1% should be 2 mgdol. Okay. Then he went on. or you say, Ech v'meir da pidush adir, but it should be maisa. That's how it goes. First you make tumah gedolah, and you say maisa. Somehow in the middle they got to be nervous. Say, did I put enough? So they took the bit they cut off to put on the scales. It was just 1%. 1%? We need to give more than 1%. What's wrong with that? Maybe if I only give 1%, not more than 1%, what I said, what is more should be tumah gedolah, is not chal. So tumah is not tumah. So if I didn't give truma, I give ma'isa before truma. It's alive in Baz Mishpotim. Meleoscha v'dimacha lo yisa'acha. You can't change the Seder. You have to give first truma and then ma'isa. By this mistake, by not having enough, there was nothing to be truma g'doyla, because I said yoyisimechmei, which wasn't there. So I didn't give truma g'doyla. I didn't give truma g'doyla. Now I gave ma'isa before truma g'doyla. But I want this. This is the ha'isa. Today at Rabbanon. Gefährlich. What do you do? Chazvish of ha'isa. You sit together, bring three rabbonim, and you machinate. If I would have known, I wouldn't have done it. Oh, very good. So I need me as a third row, as a to machinate. Anybody will do, and they wanted me to help the machinate. So they said, "What's the Pesach? What is the Pesach? Pesach is if I would have known, then I'd be over and over of giving myself for trauma, then I wouldn't have done it. Therefore, I can retrospectively be mevatelit and make it not trauma anymore." Yeah. Mantam Chochu said, no, it's not good, not good. Favos nish doctor. So Machloek is in the Rishonim. What is the Issa? Is the Issa listen to give Maisa before Truma, or is the Aveya to give Truma after Maisa? Whenever you have with A and B, what's the Avla? A is first and B is afterward. If you turn it down, is it because the A wasn't the first, or because the B was the first? So what's the Avla? Is the Avla because I've got given Maisa before, or the Avla is I've got given Truma afterwards? Here we haven't yet given the Maisa, because you stopped in the middle. Maisa is given, but Truma he hasn't given afterwards. So all he did in the Avla, he did Maisa before, but he didn't give Truma later. So it's not Avla, so how can he say this as a Pesach? So they changed the Pesach. If I would have known that will eventually lead to give Maisa before Truma, and then I wouldn't have done it. Oh, everybody sat down. To, yes, a good Pesach. Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. A good Pesach.